Sure, November 6th,
19. The face vest here. We have to go with the face vest. Kure sviravai suke diras kevabino. Al kol choch eishon. Viho, rebet boye daledamus. Ubishama isagi birdireishi virubei vishulchonet. So now it's even though the Gemara says Chule Svirale, it doesn't mean that they are all the Tanoim mentioned in the same sheet. There is a similarity. In other words, each one applies a certain aspect of the concept of Diras Kev, but it's different in Yonim, different aspects. Ubi Shamai, Dorebe Boed Aledames, Ubi Shamai Sagbe Nereshi Verubi Vishulchone. Udechavosin, in other words, Zayin al Zayin Tvochim, and the Kovit Rebbe, Dalet al Dalet Ames. So, they are chilek. But each one applies the concept of Diras Kev. Udechavosin, Bivom Esperich Ram Gamlin. Kuv Esvir Alei Mama, Koine Kinyin Gom, Vyod Dichoshi Vohe, Reb Yehude, Lav Mishum Deasik Neliyon Kaime De Rabonon, Di Pasle, the boy of the Rasar. The Abaye the Hoche who makes the Rove, the Israel Yahu time. So, even though the Gemara mentions here, among the Tanoim, who say, the Rasker, Rabbi Yehude, so it's not because, Lav Mishum Dasik Neliyo Taim the Rabbonon, the Pasle, the boy of the Rasare, so it's not because, as a matter of fact, there are some Rishayim who say it, that the halacha is like Chore. In other words, we have a machleket between Rabbi and Rab Zeret and Rov. Why in Sukkot the Milo Mechov is possible? So Rabbi says, because he's not Marish. Mayengu Dereseichet Kibasukes Ishach in Israel. So he has to be Marish. And if he's Milo Mechov, he's not Marish. And then, so the Mele, according to Rabbi, if the Schaim, the Tfani Samadhi is Lischach, so then the Mayon Mechov is kosher, because then he is Marish. Rab Zeira says, because he is not Yeshei Bitzel Schach. And Chove says, because it requires, if it's a Mayon Mechov, so it requires foundations of Kevet. So, there are some Rishayim who say that the Halach is like Chove. Why? Because of this Gemara Davzai. Because here the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, who is chilek haderabonon, so he holds the Raskeva. So the implication being that the reason why the Rabbonon say that it's possible is because it has to be Girasare. And Rabbi Yehuda is chilek, in other words, it doesn't have to be Girasare. It has to be Diraskeva. That's why. So, some Rishayim mention that as a raya, that Aloch is like Chod, because according to Rabbi, that the reason is why the Rabbonon, say that Lemailo Mechov is possible, is because in the Margish, so why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Yehuda requires Diraskeva? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that Rabbi Yehuda requires the Raskeva? I mean, even the Rabbonon don't say because it has to be the Rasare. It's for a different reason. So, this is the raya that is mentioned by some Rishayim. So, Teisa says no. The Bohod Choshi Boch Rabbi Yehuda Lav Mishom Da Sikna Liil Taimi the Rabbonon Di Pasli the Boy the Rasare. It's not, we cannot mention a raya from this Gemara, that the halacha is like Rove, that the time of the Rabbonon is because Sukkah has to be Dirasare, and the male Rabbi Yehuda is chelik at the Rabbonon, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah is Diraskeva. So, the Habayim, that's not a riot, because we couldn't say that this Gemara is saying it here, because the halacha is like Rove. Because who is the one who says that all these Tanoim, all these Tanoim have the similar shite of Diraskeva? Abaye, and Abaye was Masik, was Chilik and Rove there, because Abaye said to Rove, how can you say that the listeners to Ayla Malam Chob is possible is because it's Diras Keva, so it, because it will require foundations of Keva, and then it's possible it has to be Diras Are, Elomato, Omle Abaye, Elomato, also Mechitish El Barzel, Mesich Chal Gabon, Ochanamid Lahabe Suke. Omale, hore kam mir loch. At hof ham wir doch nicht in der Rossi der Sara, ich komme das klar haben noch nicht. Le mal hof ham wir doch nicht der Rossi. Quat, ich komme der Sara nach noch nicht. Sa paye was khilig an hovestan. A paye was khilig and here it's that ka paye who says that the tribute the hobs der Sara. That's not right. That's a asogi and the Rishayim who say that from this Gemara it's a raya that the halacha is like God. Oh. Now, who is the one who says that from this Gemara it's a Raya, that the Halacha is like God, not like Chavzeira, not like Rabbe? It's the Rib. The Rib himself is the one who says that. Iket Madoma, at the beginning of the Rib, and the first omit of the Rif in Sukkot. Ike man do'oma hilke se kerabot. Do kol mile kerabot. So the Asamble Shemim was saying that Aloch is like Rabbi. The reason as to why the Ma'ilu Mechob is possible is because in the Mark. Ganam is tabrolon di hilke se kerabot. Di kaimolo. What's the raya? Sukkot diras are binon. Verabude di machshir. Svirole di sukkot diras keva binon. He says, vile silke se kerabot. So in other words, so the Rif says that the halacha is like chove, the Rai is from this Gemara, because the Gemara says here that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yude and Rabbonon. Rabbi Yude is the one who says, that Diras Keva Bino. That means the Rabbonon, Achivu Achilika Rabbi Yude, they hold the Diras Are Bino. That seems to be a good raya. But on the other hand, Teisves mentions a very good as a strong asoge against the Rif. But here, who is the one who says that Rabbi Yude is Sviralei, Diraske Rabinon, Abaye, and Abaye is the one who is Chelei Kamrole? So what will the Rif do with Teisves Kashe against him? So, I can say very simply, in other words, that Abaye originally was highly kamor, and he has been the kashi elomiato so great to show barzel misichal gabo. Ochanam lahavesuki. But then Rob answered him. So after Rob answered him, so Abayis conceded to Rob's roy that there is a distinction between also great to show barzel and lebayel mechob. So in other words, after he heard from Rob this terence, the distinction between those of Hirsch of Ardo is Ragabon and Suke Shilmailo Micho. So he agreed with Rav. And that's why Abaye says it here after he conceded to Rav's Lord. So it's no kasha against the Rav. But then, now let's see how the stasis explained the Gemara. V'hoch nechoshim Rav Yude, lav mishum da sikna liyum, tayu de rabono di pasle di boi di rasare, da baye do have a maxil rove, di isla al time. Oh, so now, why doesn't Teisves say, like the Rif, that after rove, answered a baye an iskashi, or hoche kamim loch, so then he was made at the rove, so then there wouldn't be any raye from, there wouldn't be any raya from the Gemara, from our Gemara. So why the stasis? Why is stasis massive against the Rif? So the plain text is because the Gemara says, Teisves holds that it's not mistaber that after Rovet gave Abaye the Teretz, Hochekam in the Loch, so Abaye was chazer to, and he considered to Rovet. Why? Because when the Gemara says, Kule, kirove namele yamele mishum kushe davai. So bishleimi if we say, so that was Teisves Echad. Bishleimi if we say that Abaye did not concede to Rove, so then we understand this why the Gemara says mishum kushe davai. Because Abaye did not come see the Rabbi. So Mir Dadar Amroim did not come see the Rabbi either. But if we are going to say that Abaye, once he heard this status from Rabbi, so he considered to Rabbi's Rabbi, so why does the Gemara say, Kuleki Rabbi Namale Amre Mishim Kushit Abaye? But Abaye himself, who mentioned this Asoge, he himself was Chazer. Why shouldn't the other Amroim be Chazer? Alright? So that was Tesis Hechach, that Abaye did not consider Rabbi. But Reiv says, Eilachanami, Abaye himself did consider Rabbi. But the other Amroim, Rabbi and Ratzere, who didn't explain it, so they did not concede to Rabbi's parents. Alright. Now, how does Abaye, so what does Tesis do without the Rabbi? So in other words, the Abaye Doche, who actually wrote the Israeli type, and Abaye, Tesis, it is that Abaye, just as the other Amroim, Rabbi and Ratzere, did not concede to Rabbi's parents. So Abaye did not concede to Rabbi's parents either. And still, he mentions that Rabbi Yehuda is one of the Tanoim who say the Raskeva. So it's a raya. There's nothing to do with Rabbi's explanation of the Rabbi. So then the question arises. So why does Abaye say that Rabbi Yehuda is one of the Tanoim who say the Raskeva Bino? Why does he say that? But after all, according to Abaye, so even the Rabbonon don't say that there is a Rabino. So why does the Gemara say, why does Abaye say that Rabbi Yehuda says there is a Rabino? So some Rishonim say it, and that's probably what Tesis means. Because Eloch Hanami, it's possible that according to Abaye, it's possible that even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaye, it's possible that even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda will apply this one aspect of the Raskela. It's different aspects of the Raskela. Now let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, what kind of an aspect of the Raskela does it involve? In other words, that the suke that requires stable foundations, so that it could last for a very, very long time. So it's possible. This is one aspect of the Raskeva that Rabbi Yehuda applies. So it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it involves stable foundations, so it's still kosher. So it's possible that even Rabbonon would agree with that. But Abaye cannot say that Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe, Rabbi Yashe, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda, Kules Viral Eisukes de Raskelavim. Why? Because according to Rabbi, so this is exactly the reason as why the Rabbonon Achili Kalavim. So true, it's possible. At the end of the day, it's possible that even the Rabbonon will agree with Rabbi Yehuda's svore that a suke does not become possible, in spite of the fact that the height of that suke requires stable foundations. Does not become possible. And here it's possible for a different reason, because they know the Yeshivitzel suke. So it's possible, but Abaye cannot say that the Rabbonon, that we have a raya, that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda also apply this concept of Diras Keva, that the fact that the Sukkah requires stable foundations does not pass on the Sukkah. Because we could say like Rove, true Abaye is Chelik and Rove, but we could say like Rove. So Abaye says, L'chol HaPoches Rabbi Yehuda applies a certain aspect of Diras Keva. One thing is clear, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the sukkah is built with such a height that it requires very stable foundations doesn't pass on the sukkah. L'chol HaPoches, Rabbi Yehuda has the chicken. Whether the Rabbonon agree with the chitti or not. That there is no hechra for it. But he says that the Rabbi Yudeh certainly holds that Sukkot is Hasker Rabinah, and that it doesn't become possible as a result of the fact that the height is of such character, of such a level, that it requires stable foundations. But in Echanane, it could be that even Rabbanon of Rabbi Yudeh apply this aspect of the Raskeva. But we have no raya that they apply. But we certainly have a hecher that Rabbi Yudeh applies this aspect of the Raskeva. This is how it takes us to explain. The who makes all of these loud time? Abu Mikom, okay? Emesu. The Lemayo Mikhof Mikaine, Elin Kinosi Keva. So Mimele, so there is a hecher that Lechola Pochets Rabbi Yudeh applies this aspect of the Raskeva. That is Sukkot. Does not become possible by virtue of the fact that it has a height that requires stable foundations. Rabbi Namu Fili Kayoshi, Rabbi Yudeli Taini, the Oma Asukas Diras Kevavi, Vidayit Mihodi Machshir, Lemailo Mechov, Shmamino, the Rogi Laaseis, Sukosei Diras Kevav. Shmamino, the Rogi Laaseis, Sukosei Diras Kevav. So, Rabbi Yudeli Taini, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudeh Litayim Doma Sukkot Diras Kevavinon. So we see from that Gemara that Rabbi Yudeh's stam is that Sukkot Diras Kevavinon. Vidayik Mehod Imachshel Emayon Bechov. Shema Minon. Dirogi La'asei Sukkosei Diras Kevav. The Loshon of Tesis is Shema Minon. Dirogi La'asei Sukkosei Diras Kevav. Why doesn't Tesis say Shema Minon. Ditzorich La'asei Sukkosei Diras Kevav. Why Rogila says Sukkosei Diras Kevav? Now, what Gemara does Tesis mention? Vavlimam Chirikayoshim, we come on that for power of the base. Now let's turn to the Gemara. There in the Mishneh, that Chofom and Beis, there is a Machlekes, between Rabbon and Rabbi Yudeh, whether Hayoshin Tachas Amito Bisuko is Yotzin Yochevose or Yosef Yochevose. So the Mishneh says, Hayoshin Tachas Amito Bisuko Yotzin Yochevose. Om Rabbi Yudeh Neyagim Oyin Yishayin Yishayin Tachas Amito. If they ask any Romul Dolor, who Romul Dolor, so according to Rabbonon, if he's Yoshein, is loyotzo. So Rashi says, they are mafsik beinu isuke. Vigan shinas asuke achile siyo isheine. Because if he sleeps under the bed, so the ground of the bed is a nail that is mafsik between him and the schach. So the mele, it's chetzit. And Rabbi Yudeh says, no, it's not chetzit. So the Gemara that for Paul from the bed says, boy, you say, Rabbi Yudeh, time, you don't ask you to be rascal we have a limite de razare, visuke o il keva, il yose il ave, un vate le il keva. Un vate le il keva. So, the reason is why Rabbi Shimon Abude says that Yoshin tachas amito is yotzei lechem ose, even though the mito is an eel, and that is chetzeitz between the schach and him, but Rabbi Yudeh holds that Sukkot is a real keva. Sukkot and mito is a diras are. So a nail are cannot be chetzeit bifnei a nail keva. So we see that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudeh Litayim. What did Rabbi Yudeh Litayim mean? Where did Rabbi Yudeh say that it has to be a diras keva? So it means that Rabbi Yudeh of the Malam Chob, that Rabbi Yudeh is machshir. Rabbi Yudeh machshir. So the Mele, Abai is saying, Lechol HaPochez Rabbi Yudeh applies an aspect of the Raskeva. Maybe the Rabbanon also apply. And the reason is why they pass it. L'mayim Mechov is not because they hold the Rasara Bino, but because in the Malvish. But he cannot say it, he has no Hechach. So, but he has a Hechach that Lechol HaPochez Rabbi Yudeh applies an aspect of the Raskeva. Now the question is, why Vidayik Mehod Imachshel L'mayim Mechov? Shmamino dirogi laasi sukosei diraskeva. Why does he use the lotion? Shmamino dirogi laasi sukosei diraskeva. Rabbi Yudeh requires that it should be Diraskela. So the male stage should say, Shmamino, the matzli chlasis was in Diraskela. He says, Shmamino, the rogi lasis was in Diraskela. Israel is accustomed, it's not a question of rogil, not rogil. He tested to it, it is required that it should be in Diraskela. So, obviously, it's mashma from the lotion of this day's face. Shmamino, the rogi lasis was in Diraskela, that Rabbi Yehuda himself would be made that even if the suke does not have stable foundations, even if the suke is built with other foundations, unstable foundations, as long as the foundations are strong enough so that the suke will last for 7 days, so it's a suke chair. But where is the Rabbanon according to Rabbi? Hold that if the suke is built with stable foundations so that it can last for 50 years, so then it's possible. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't matter. It can be built with stable foundations so that it should last for 50 years or 100 years too. It doesn't matter. But that it should require dafka stable foundations, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say. Now, the Miri, I didn't discuss the Ishites in the Miri, even though the Miri discusses it at the very beginning of Sukkot, because I was waiting till we reach this Gemara. Now, the Miri at the beginning of Sukkot mentions three Ishites of Hashem in regard to Rabbi Yehuda. One Shite that the Miri mentions is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Sukkot diraskela binon, so on the kind, so not only Lemayon Chovitz Kosher, L'mal mechov it's kosher, and l'mato mechov it's possible. That's one chicken that the Miri mentions at the beginning of Sukkot. Because Sukkot Tiraskela Binon. So in other words, since Sukkot Tiraskela Binon, so the height has to be of such nature in order to be a real bias in Tiraskela. So it must be sufficiently high that it should require stable foundations on account of the height of the suke. So in other words, so then that's a big chiddush that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it has to be dafka l'mayla mechov. And if it's l'mata mechov, it's not kosher. Because if it's l'mata mechov, then the height is of such level that it doesn't require stable foundations. So it's possible. That's one shit. That's a very big chiddush. Then another lashon that the Miri mentions, that suke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a suke would be kosher if it's l'mayla mechov, and of course it will be kosher if it's l'mata mechov. Because there is no machlekes. I mean, after all, if according to Rabbi Yehuda l'mata mechov is dafke posel, so the Gemara should mention suke shil l'mata mechov, Rabbi Yehuda im apsulo v'rabon im cheo. The Gemara doesn't mention that. So, l'mata mechov it's also kshiva. But the second chite in the Miri at the beginning of Sukkah is that while a Sukkah l'mata mechov is also kshiva, but when it's l'mata mechov, it has to be built with stable foundations. So then it doesn't matter. As long as he uses stable foundations such that it could have a height of the l'mayla mechov. So even though he decided to make it l'mata mechov, as long as the foundations are sturdy enough to make it less, even if it had been l'mayla mechov. But l'chol apoches, according to that question, l'chol apoches, suppose he builds it l'mata mechov, and he builds it mamish with unstable foundations, that it couldn't last for more than 7 days, it couldn't last for a number of years, then in the Chanam, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's possible. But then there is a third chit is a Rishayni, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so l'mata mechov is certainly alright. That's the best thing, l'mata mechov. And even though he built it with unstable foundations, so that it couldn't last more than 7 days, it's kshel. But so what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda tiraskela binon? Tiraskela binon. So that means Rabbi Yehuda says that the fact that it's built so high that it requires stable foundations, that was not passed. That was not passed. But it does not have to build it. He does not have to build it with stable foundations. He can build it with unstable foundations also, as long as it can last for 7 days. But then the question arises, now, so this, now, how is, what is now the Ritvo at the beginning of Sukhe, the Fidushia Ritvo at the beginning of Sukhe, he agrees with the third Jew that when the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Sukas keva binon, diras keva binon. So the Gemara means Sukas diras keva binon in other aspects. So the Meile seems, in what aspect does it have to be diras keva? In other words, in other aspects, that it shouldn't be an ilare. It shouldn't be an ilare. So the Meile, there couldn't be any psul defect that the height is of such character that it requires stable foundations. So, what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean that the Rabbi Yehuda is severely sukestiras keva binon in connection with Ramayu Mechov, that even though it's in tiras keva, even though it is built in such a way that it requires stable foundations, it's no psul. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Hayoshin Tachas Hamito is Yotze Yudhevose. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Sukkah has a shem of an eil keva, not an eil ara. There is a difference between a bais keva, a real bais, let's say, according to Rabbi, so Sukkah has to have a shem bais in both records. Dalet al dalet. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require that, but Rabbi Yehuda says that a Sukkah, even though it doesn't have to be a real bias in collateral kule, so that it should have dalet, but suke alpidin is considered as a nail kvar, not a nail ar. Alpidin suke is considered as a nail kvar, not a nail ar, because of teishu came to do. So mele suke alpidin has a shem of a nail kvar, and because of this aloche of teishu came to do, so suke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has a shem of a nail kva, not a nail ave, so mele loyose, eil ave levat leil kva. So mele, it follows from the Yehuda shite that suke has a shem of a nail kva, that the fact that it's built with such a height, that it requires a stable foundation doesn't pass away. But not that it requires a stable foundation. That's the shita of the Ritva. And it's mashma that Teisa shita is also like the Ritva. Like the third shita that the Rebbe mentions at the beginning of Sukkah in Rabbi Yehuda. V'dayik miho de machshir, v'mayu mechov, shma mino de rogi la'asei sukkosi de raskev. Now I just want to read the three mishenes in the Rebbe. The Omrol of Bigmore, she will say there, Sukkas di Raskelabin. That's one more. Then he says, V'yesh nifoshi, she Rabbi Yehuda machshir, at v'mato meyasri. So in other words, so the first portion holds that Rabbi Yehuda is machshir l'mayla meyasri, and only l'mayla meyasri, and l'mato meyasri, it's possible. It's possible even if he builds it with solid foundations. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to have such a height that requires dafke solid foundations. But if the height is of such a low level that it could be built with unstable foundations, even if he built it with stable foundations, it's still possible. That's the first question in the mirror. Then he says, "V'yesh mifoshim sheRabbi Yehuda machshir af l'mato meyasri v'kach perushim l'mayla meyasri k'sheva mikol tzad sheyef shalo b'lei keva." Ulimato meesrim, ksheiro bishoso bikeva, hosholoi bikeva lo. That's the second question. Vyesh mifoshi, shaf limato meesrim, who machshir al kopponim, even if he build it with unstable foundations. Veinatzcho chosim diraskeva, deino miswaras acherim. Shein imaskiko diraskeva, elo shemachshir. He says it's not mashma because the Lashon HaGemara is Rabbi Taimi Dome Sukes Diraskeva Binon, and here also Kule Svirale Suke Diraskeva Binon. So it's mashma true that not every shite of Diraskeva is the same, but Binon, the Lashon is Binon. Binon. So he rejects the third Lashon, and the Miri says that the first two Rishaynes are acceptable, but the third Lashon is not acceptable because the Lashon HaGemara is Sukas Diraskeva Binon. Now, how will they say, but the Ritva Shite is like the third Lashon in the Miri, so what will they do with the Lashon HaGemara Sukas Diraskeva Binon? The answer is because of Rabbi Yudas Memre, Hayoshin Tachasamito Bisuko is Yotze Dechivosei, Leose Ilare, Umivato Diraskeva. So that means that Rabbi Yude holds that the suke has a shem of a real oil, not a dilari. There is a difference between a diras keva and an eil keva. So since Rabbi Yudah holds that an eil, according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yudah, a suke has a shem of an dilari. A suke has a shem of an dilari. But according to Rabbi Yudah, a suke has a shem of a diraskeva. Now, we learned today in the halacha, in the morning, the halacha din, that we can make a balchai, as a daven to a suke. And an odom can be used as a daven to a suke. But, on yontem, if you use an odom as a daven to a suke, so you shouldn't tell the person that he's being used as a daven. Why? So Rashi explains it. Why? Because if you tell him, if he's conscious of it, so it's niras kikeva. It's niras kikeva. So that will be true, but if you don't tell him, it's not niras kikeva. So that will be true according to Avon of Rabbi Yudah. The tsuke by itself does not have a shem of a male keva. So mimele, on yontev, you can put out a person and tell him a story, you just want him to stand like this. It's a good exercise. You don't tell him that the reason as to why you tell him to stand for a whole day is because you want him as a David. So then, it's all right, it's muta. But if you tell him, listen, you stand here for 24 hours because I want you to be used as a David. So then it's also, because it's nire kibay, because it has the semblance of a nail keva. So that's only true according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yudah, that suke by itself has a shem of a nail ar. So mele it's muter to use a person as a daven for a suke, as long as he's not conscious of it. But according to Rabbi Yudah, that every suke by itself has a shem of a nail keva. So mele you wouldn't be allowed to use anointed. Only a chalameyet. You wouldn't be allowed even if you don't tell the person. But the fact that he becomes a devil for the suke, that makes him into an eil keva. So you are bringing an effect. You set up an effect, and eil kavua. And that's also anyontem. So mele, they say, the reason as to why, according to the third Lashon in the Miri, the reason as to why the Gemara uses the Lashon Beinon, not that he requires. He doesn't require. He only says that the diras keva doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. Unlike the other Tanoim who apply a concept of diras keva, who require an aspect of diras keva. Rabbi Yudah, according to the third Lashon and according to the Ritva, does not require any aspect of diras keva. But why do you use the Lashon diras keva binon? Because Rabbi Yudah's shita is that the suke has a shem of an eil keva. So that's why he uses the Lashon together with all the other Tanoim, Diraskeva Binon. But according to the other Tanoim, so they require an aspect of Kriyas. According to Rabbi Yudah, he doesn't require an aspect of Kriyas altogether. No aspect of Kriyas. But a Suke has a Shem of an Eil Kavua. So since it has a Shem of an Eil Kavua, so an aspect of real Kriyas, of real Kriyas, doesn't pass. Alright, now, the next thesis. Now, אם רב נתם, זה איזה מחלקת ביטוי רב גבריאל ורב עקיבא, אירויגעתו, to a sukkah shoso b'rishasvino. Now, if the sukkah is so, if the tvan is of the sukkah, that also b'rishasvino, are so stable that they could withstand even a ruachin of mitzuyo, so then of course it's kosher. But, and if they are so weak that they couldn't even understand, withstand a ruach mitzuyo and the aposho, so of course it's kosher. So Rav Akiva is also made it. That is possible. The machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Akiva is in the case where the tvanis of the sukkah are stable enough, are strong enough to withstand a ruach mitzuyah and yaboshah, but not the ordinary wind that prevails usually and the yam. So then, according to Rav Gamliel, it's possible, and according to Rav Akiva, it's kshayot. So he says, likamon. We come on Ferikayoshin, we must listen to the Shero, Garcinon, because the Mishnah, in Ferikayoshin, now let's see the Russian Mishnah. The Afghan is on the next. Hoy is it because it is a Shago, Hoy the Rishas we know, Shero, the Eilim of Yote. So, the Mishnah says, Stam, the Rishago, the Rishas we know, Shero, the Eilim of Yote. Now, and then, in the price, Hoise, Mana Maslis, that from Gimel Dalet, Mana Maslis Rabbi Kile, the Tani Hoise is a considered Risha Svino, Rabbi Gamliel pays Rabbi Kile Marsh. So, in the Roshna Mishneh, it's mentioned Risha Go and Risha Svino. But in the Mishneh, there is no Machlekes. But in the price, there is a Machlekes. But in the price, only Risha Svino is mentioned, not the Risha Hago. So, this is it. We come on the very kayosh masin flexero, garcino brishago, because there are no machlekes is mentioned. The Mishnah doesn't say Rabbi Kam Gamliel Eim Apsolo. Ad noche bi preise, bi pluk Rabbiul Rabbi Akive, Eime Rabbi Tam de Roi Garcino, because there was another Gilsi in the preise. Hoise di Tanya, Hoise su Kose, Brishago, Brishasvino, Rabbi Gamliel Pais Rabbi Kile Marsh. There was another Gilsi. So according to that, he'll say, Rabbi Gamliel passes even a sukkah b'reish ha'go. Rabbi Gamliel passes even a sukkah b'reish ha'go. But Tesis says, no, this is not his sound gears. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't pass it, sukkah b'reish ha'go. Rabbi Gamliel only passes sukkah b'reish ha'svi. One second, please. Aber hoche b'preise b'pluchte Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Akiva, eber Rabbi Tam lo yasino. וכן רך, לא יגורס לי, שבריש הגולו לא יפליגי. לא יפליגי. There is no מחליק, אז אם רם גמליאל is made it, בריש הגולו is קשר. Why? די בועסקינו לפרק היושן, די פליגי ביחילו לעמי ברוח מצויו די אבושו, ויחילו לעמי ברוח מצויו די ים. ברוח מצויו די ים. So ממילא, there is no מחליק. מי הוא יש לי תחיס? די חי גם לאומר, יחילו לעמי, ברוח מצויו דארץ ואין יחילו לעמד ברוח מצויו שבריש הגול כאילו דנאיבי ולא מסתבר כלל. So he says, we can say that in בריש according to Rav Gamliel, so even בריש הגול even though it be יבושו, so the ruach mitzuyo that is on the יבושו, it will stand in face of the Ruach Mitzuyah on the Yabosho, and the Agolo is not on the Yam, it's on the Yabosho, but since it's Naide, some Mele, it's not even Mechit. Since it's Naide, because the Agolo keeps on moving, some Mele, the Deifen, because I mentioned in Aloha Shia, 2 days ago, I mentioned that the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Samar Beis, so he says that it doesn't mean Yochel Ami Ruach Mitzuyo only if Ruach Mitzuyo can overthrow it, can topple it over. Even if it cannot be toppled over, as long as it keeps on moving, so it's also considered as a mechitzah shen yochel amid b'ruach mitzuyah. So in Meile, he says, we could say that a suke that is neither. If it's Bereisha Agogo, so it's not a good suke. But if we mistake the cloud, the alamiato lifli ke bisuke she Bereisha Agogo, kim binayde mischaz yekare. So let them play, let them be chilek in connection with suko she Bereisha Agogo. Kim binayde mischaz yekare. Mischazi kar veit koshe di bereish asfino name naide vi lomo li mishum di nechilo lami gulich mitzio di am. So then, if we say that Ram Gamliel Shite is that his suka bereish ago is also possible because Ram Gamliel requires a diras keva, and if he suki so if it's naide, let's say bereish ago and the ago moves, so in Mele, it doesn't have the character of Indira's Keva. A moving house is not a house. A moving house. A house, in order to be Indira's Keva, it must be stationary, not to move. If it moves, so it's not a Indira's Keva. It's not Indira's Keva. So Mele, so why does the Gemara say that the reason is what? Ram Gamliel passes the Sukkah Bereish Asvino because it cannot withstand the Ruach Mitzuyo of the Yam. Why does he have to resort to it? Even if it could withstand the Ruach Mitzuyo, even if the Sukkah could withstand, let's say, a hurricane, they are so sturdy. Sometimes, I mean, the Tfanis and the Svino could be so sturdy that it withstand even the Ruach Mitzuyo and the Yam. And the Yotzi Yam. But since it's neither, so it's not Indira's Keva, it doesn't partake the character of Indira's Keva. Why does the Gemara mention the term of Eino Yechel Olami Beruach Mitzuyo? That's his kash. Ve'lo mistadakal, ve'lo ma'ato, livli gebisuke shebereisha agole, kim dinaide mischaz yekare, ve'it koshe debereisha svino name naide, ve'lo moli mishum dinyachil lame noratzu yadiyam. But this does not represent any kashe at all, because there will be big enough kemine. Let's say, according to that chief, I mean, there is a girsi that say that Ram Gamliel is chelik even regard to suko asuyo bereisha agole. And he's chelik, and he says it's possible. But he also says suko asuyo bereish asfino is possible. But it's two separate times. Let's say, according to the Rishayim, who are geris, suko asuyo bereish agolo or bereish asfino, Ram Gamliel Pesel, there will be a big nachemine between even according to Ram Gamliel, between suko asuyo bereish agolo and suko asuyo bereish asfino. Because insofar as Sukko Asuyo Bereish Asvino is concerned, and that is, he says is possible. Why? Because it's in Yechil Olamid Bifnei Ruach Mitzuyo Shem Yam. So Mele, even if the boat stopped, a boat can be stopped too. Suppose the boat stopped on the high seas, and it doesn't move. So, but if the Tfanis of the Sukke are not sturdy enough to withstand it, the Ruach Mitzuyo that usually or many times prevails on the sea, so then it's possible he will not be kind of mitzvah suke, even if he ate there and he slept there while the suke stopped in the, while the svino was stationed in the, on the high seas. He didn't move. Why? Because it's in the chitzos in Yechil Olami b'fnei Ruach, and according to Ram Gamliel, even though it's Yechil Olami b'fnei Ruach mitzuyo liyabosho, but if it's in Yechil Olami b'fnei Ruach mitzuyo shel yav, is no mechitze. Mashein kei, bareisha agolo, so even according to those who are geris, suko hayasuyo bareisha agolo, so Ram Gamliel peisel, so it's only if he ate there and he slept there while the agolo was moving, so then he doesn't partake of the character of Indira's Keva. That's not Indira's Keva. But while it's stationed, it's certainly Indira's Keva. How about, you know, the Lubavitcher Sukkot that they have in the car? So according to Ram Gamliel, you wouldn't be 80. If sleeping, will, beating in the sukkah while the car moves. In a chaname, according to the Yisrael, he'll not be yitzi because he doesn't partake of the character of the character of Yediras Keva. But while it's stationed in one place, just because. So why isn't it Yediras Keva? Just because it and half an hour later it will keep on moving. So while it will be moving, while the car will be driving, somebody will be driving the car with the suk in that car, anyone who will be sleeping while it's being driven, then it doesn't partake of the character of Diras Keva. Then it will be a Diras Are. But while it's stationed, what difference does it make? Whether it's portable or not portable? You have houses that are portable also. So, can we say that a house that is portable, so is potter of mezuzah because it's not a bayis? In order to be high mezuzah, it certainly has to be a Diras Keva. In the character of Diras Keva. So mainly that's why. So that's no kasha. Kim denied it. No matter living in a race, the super shabresha golo, Kim denied it. Mishazika are, veit kosher to resha sino name naide. The woman who should be in the Hilamit was on Tio the arm. The answer is no, it's two separate machlekes between Ramdamir. According to that, girls, or I think she says we are not gerris. In the price we are not gerris. Sukkah is a sukkosid reisha agolo. Oy, Rabbi Gamliel, please. We are not gerris. But those Rishenim who are gerris, so we have two separate machlekes. We have two separate machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. One machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to sukkah is a reisha agolo while it's moving. So Gamliel says that while it's moving, it's possible because it's not a diras keva. And Rabbi Akiva says it's kshero because loy minon diras keva loy minon. And then, but if while it's stationed, he sits in the suke that is reisha agolo, then even Rabbi Gamliel will be made it's kshero. And then there is another machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva in sukkosin reisha svino. If it is in a imed bifnei ruach hamitzuyo b'yam, So even while it's stationed, according to Rambam Gamliel, according to Rambam Gamliel, is not Yetze, because it's in the Chitzo Shem Yerach Lamed Bifnei Ruach, Nitzuyo Shem Yam. Alright. Miu Yesh Liyashif, Mishifovish Likamon, Berish HaYosho, Gabi Sukh, Sukho Shem Somcho Bikara Yamito. So let's say, let's see, let's go over that Gemara. In the Aloha Shir, I once mentioned briefly, but let's go over the whole mission and whole Gemara. Hasenich Sukose Bikare Amito. That whole, all of them. Hasenich Sukose Bikare Amito. Kshero. Rabbi Yude Eimer. Imeno Yechilo Lame Bifnei Atzmo Psu. So, my time in Rabbi Yude. Pliti Bo Rab Zeren Ve Rab Abed Amam. Chad Omar Mipni Sheilo Keva. Vichad Omar Mipni Shema Mido Bidobra Mikavu Tume. Let's see how Rashi explains it. Sheilo Keva Shemitaut Alei Saudi Mito. Virab Yude Virabiude Litaime Doma Sukaz Diraskeva Binon. So from Rashi we say, we see one thing, that according to Rab Zeire, who explains Rabiude's deen, Imenu Yechilo Lamin Bifnei Atzmo is Psulo, so it's Rabiude Lishitos. That means, according to Rashi, the Rabbono Lachilik on Rabiude. Because Rashi says, it's Rabiude Litaime Doma Sukaz Diraskeva Binon. And that is only the shite of certain tanoim, sukedirs gaben. But we don't pass like the shite. So we pass that suke is the rasare, not the raskeva bino. So we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, that's how it follows. So pliyebo tabzeir rabbe malam chadom pnishim lekeva chadom pnishim amido b'davar chavu tume may binaye ki inshenuat shputin shol balzel. So, Nakimina would be, in other words, the Rabbi Yude only says, in other words, he had a bed, let's say, this is the ground of the bed, this is the ground of the bed, and this is the Kari Amito, and then he put a suke, he put, let's say, he said this in the mito and the karka hamito, he put it, and then he put a schach on it. So then it is possible. Why? With Nishin Lokeva. Why is it in Lokeva? So Rashi says, Shemamido, so he says, Shabirabudo itaime. The Omar Suke de Raskelbi, Shemamido, Bidom Ram Kabutum, the Afal Pishu El Madme Psule El Ischach, Hoyu Likhish El Schach, Elu Mamidi, Have, Kiyu Sichem Bidom Ram Kabutum. So, in other words, so according to Rababe Bamamo, it's possible because he supports it with Bidom Ram Kabutum. But according to Rababe Bamamo, it's only possible with Rabbono. It's only possible Rabbanon. According to Rav Zeire, it's possible the rice. So then Gemara says, "My benaye kin shenuat shkuli shol barzel v'sichale v'man doma v'vishenim lo keva harish lo keva man dom shamidu lo mekabutume harim amido bidomo hamikabutume." Omer Rabaye lo yishonu elo shaloi elo shesomach elo somach avol sicha hal galamito ksheyo. My time l'man doma v'vishenim lo keva harish lo keva l'man doma v'shamidu bidomo hamikabutume. So Rashi says, I will see how Gaba Mito, Viloi, Somach, Hasichuch, Bikroim, Elo Gabi Yisaydes. In other words, if he was saying of the Sichuch, and the Kari Amito itself, so in other words, so then the whole suitcase would tell us how the Mito. Suppose when you move the Mito, you move the suke. When you move the mito, so you move the suki. Masheike, if here is a mito, and then he puts out in Yosef here, a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, a pole here, and then he puts the schach on top of the poles. So then the suki is not to tell us how the mito. You can move away the suki. It just happens. that it's standing that the suke is above the mito, but you can move away the suke and the mito will remain in its place. So then it's not possible. So according to Rashi, according to Rav Zeira, it's possible with Raisa. According to Rabbi Bamamo, it's possible with Rabbono. But according to Rav Zeira, why is it possible with Raisa? Because it's mitau teles al de mito. So memele, it's Rav Yehuda Itayna. If it's mitau teles al de mito, so it doesn't have a shem diras kevar. In other words, if the mito is, if the suke is always carried away, when the mito is carried away, whenever you move away the mito, you move away the suke. So even while it stands in its place and it's stationary, it doesn't partake of the character of a diras kevar.
7 days kevar. 7 days.
7 days. No, it can stand 7 days. It only means that it has to be capable of standing for 7 days.
Yeah, that's kevar.
Yeah, but here it's capable of standing for 7 days. But since it's mitulteles al de mito, so melee does not have the character of a diras kevar. That's Rashi. Now let's see the thesis. Sheiru akeva shemitaltele saldami v'rabinu l'itaymi doma asukas diraskeva kach pires bekuntres v'fisvor ezum v'atzino l'meima v'pli yename v'suko shebereisha agolo v'gore shato liu v'firikame v'kamu yifirkin bereisha agolo ga v'plukte v'rabgamuyo v'rabakine v'reisha zvino v'reisha agolo name pli. Because we just learned in the Tesis Dab Zayin that we're not geres there rabgamuyo, that rabgamuyo is one of the tanoim who say that Suke Diras Keva Bima. So we are here as they are also Bereish Asfino. Not also Bereish Hagolo. But he says, according to Rashi's Pshat, that according to Rabbi Yude, who says that Dura Suke Diras Keva Bima, so the Mele, if his Suke is Mitultel al Bimito, so then it's possible, so Suke Bereish Hagolo is also Mitultel al Midei the Hagolo. So Mele, it's not a diraskel. We go shapeli lo ferikam lo kamfir ki bereisha agolo ka betukte ram gamliel ka dakir bereisha svino di bereisha agolo nametli. We hold the meid ram gamliel bereisha svino di sheiro heichad yichil amiro shenitzuyo di yaposho ki damliel in hamon afo gav vim talteles al di asvino shame svine du uche bihoche uche shiva keva afo gav vim talteles. So here, you see, we said in the Pshat the Tesis, Tesis Dav Zion, so he says that we are not geres bereish agolo. And he says, there is a pshat, that kim denied v'chaygav ne'omar kim denied so Tesis says, umi yesh nitchis v'chaygav ne'omar yechilu amit b'rach mitzuyo de'aretz v'yechilu amit b'rach mitzuyo shbereish agolo kim denied. So kim denied. So when we start the cloud, the elemato lifli gubi suke shibarisha agolo, kim denaide, mischazikar. So we said in that case says, the pshat is, the tenochaname, that according to that girl say, who are geris, suke shoso barisha agolo, so according to Ramgamliel it's possible. But it's only possible, we said, it's pshat in that chite, that it's only possible while it's moving. But while it's stationary, while the agolo is not moving, then it's kshero. This we said in this Tesis Dav Zayin. But according to Rashi's pshat, the Tesis says here, according to Rashi's pshat, that whenever the suke is mitulteles al di dovarache, so mele it doesn't have the character of a diras keva, So Tesis says the kasher. So even a suke bereish asvino, even if it's yechilo la'amid beruach mitzuyo, it should still be psulo because it's mitalteles al dei asvino. So Tesis gives it teretz. Tesis says this: the shal asvino, the uche bihoche, uche shiva keva, afal gav dim talteles. So Tesis here doesn't distinguish between. Tesis doesn't say what I said in this Tesis in explaining that chite, who are geris, who is a considerish agolo. So there, Tesis says, that chite, Tesis says, kim denaide mischazik aroi. So things has in explaining that Chita here and Abzayan emphasizing the fact that it's moving. The implication being that while it's stationary, so even according to that Girase, it will be Shela. Because only when it's night is Mishazikar or Kar. Only when it's night is Mishazikar. So according to that Rosh in Tesis Abzayan, it's only possible when it's moving, according to Rav Gamliel, not when it's stationary. Mashiach in Tesis here, he says, according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is another reason as to why a Sukkah B'Reisha Agolah is possible. Just as a Sukkah Sheosh, Shesom Chobikare Amito, because it's Mitoteles al Dimito. So it doesn't have the character of Indira Skeva, if it's Mitoteles al Dimito. So the Mele, a Sukkah Asuya B'Reisha Agolah, is also Mitoteles al Di Agolah. So, as long as it's capable of being mitultal al de dolarachir, so the mele, it does not have the character of Indira's Kela. So the mele, from this basis, it appears that according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Yude, who says that Tzuke Diras Kela being on, so you couldn't be Mikhail the Mitzvah Tzuke, and the Tzuke she also be Reisha Agolo, even while it's stationary. Because since it's mitultal, Al Yidei, Hagol. So then this is the Kashe. So why do we have to resort? Why does Rav Gamliel have to resort by Sukkah, Hasuya B'Reisha Svino, that only if it's in Yichel Lami B'Fnei Ruach Mitzuyo Sheviyam? But if it's Yichel Lami B'Fnei Ruach Mitzuyo Sheviyam, it's very sturdy, the Sukkah. So then it's Kshero, but let according to Rav Gamliel, who holds the Sukkah di Raskeva Bino, so since it's Mitultel al di Svino, so maybe it's not in the Raskeva. So even if it's Yechelu Lame Bifnei Ruach Mitzuyo Sheviyam, it's still Shevipsuo. So Teisus here says, another Teretz, I'll leave it to Rashi. Teisus says, because it's Svine Yitzuche Bioche, Uchishiva Keva, in other words, let's say beyond, so it has to be that way. You cannot live on the yam any other way. Only on the svino. You cannot set up a bias on the karakaya. So the only way to dwell on the yam is dav kibereisha svino. So the mele, by suko asuyo bereisha svino, it is in the raskeva, because that's the only way you can live on the sea. There is one second. There is no other way of being able to live on the sea. Mashaikin and the Yabosho. So the natural way of living on the Yabosho is in a house. You're not on top of an agolo. So the mele, if you put up a sukkah on top of the agolo, so it does not have the character of Indira's Kera. But by Yam, that's the only way how you can live on the Yam. There is no other way. On the contrary, if we will build a bias on the yam, then it will be Dirasare, not the Diraskeva. So the maximum Diraskeva that can be built on the yam is Dafke on the Svino. So in Mele, it's no Chison in Diraskeva. Yes, what is it?
What about oil rigs?
What?
They have oil rigs that people live on there. They are in the North Sea.
Where people at the time of year living on the rig, they eat their meals, they sleep there. Yeah, but that's not in the form. You see, a Svino has the tzura of a bias. But it's on the yam. The bias, one second, it keeps on moving. But this is not a real bias.
It's nailed to the seabed.
But does it have walls and the ceiling?
Part of it has walls and the ceiling.
Not under the water.
I don't know how it's built. I mean, I don't know how it's built. If it has walls and the ceiling and the ground, so then it has the tzura of a bias. So then it is considered the raskeva. But if it is poles to the yam, but just has a ground, so then it's not in the raskeva. All right, now. So there is a difference, you see, between what Teisve says here. What Teisve says here, that kim dimisnaide mishazye ka'are. So according to that lotion, those rishayim wageres, suko hasuya b'reisha agolo rab gamliel peislo, so it's only because it's naide. So it's only possible if he sits in the sukkah while the agola moves. But while the agola is stationary, then it will be kosher. But according to Rashi's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, so then it will be possible sukkah asuya b'rish agola even while it's stationary. So in Chanami, according to Rashi's shita, I'll leave it Rabbi Yehuda. So the sukkahs, you know, the barbicha sukkahs, you wouldn't be able to, but we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rashi, so this whole aloche is only a little bit Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda in time, and we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why it's kshiro. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Chanami, so a sukkah asuya b'rish agola, since it's mitulta, alidei agola, so it's possible it's not in the raskeva. Just like a sukkah asuya b'karami. That's Rashi's. So he says, Shana Svine Duch Boche, Uchshiva Keva, Afal Gavut in Talbos, Vafilu Leman in Foresh Oche, Taimim Masnissen, Mishim Dover Am Kabut Tume, Mikomo Ke Meideu, Di Pliga Name Bitaimim Di Diras Keva, Teida Amid Likoma, Ike Binaye Ke Ishe Somcho, Beisido Tebo Migdo, Hamarziki Marboim Sob Lach, Shein Korai Biyovich. So, in other words, if it is so big, if the Sida Tebo Migdo has such a value, that it's marzik avoyim sobilach, so then the aloche is that it's not mikabotum. Why doesn't the Gemara say the nakimine between Rav Seir and Rabbi Bamamo is in regard to a suko shesomcho bikarei sidotevo migdu hamarzikim avoyim so? So according to Rav Seir, it's not a diraskeva because it's mitoltales al sidotevo migdu. According to Rabbi Bamamo, that is not mikabotum. Why does the Gemara mention that Nafkimine? So Teisves says that according to Rashi, so Rabbi Bamamo also agrees with Rav Zera's time. But Rabbi Bamamo has another time, and Nafkimine will be a notch putting Shombarzel Mesir Chalei. So in other words, because why should we say that Rabbi Bamamo agrees with Rav Zeira's Tam also? Because according to Rabbi Bamamo, since the Mishnah says, Asemir Sukkosi Bikare Amit Sheiro, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Imeni Yochel Yivam Yifnei Atzmo, is Psuah. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't distinguish between a mito that has less than a seed that Amarzikas Avoyim So, or it has more than Marzikas Avoyim So. So it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda says, even Yechil Lami with Neatzmo is Psulo, even in the case where it's Marzik, where the Mito is like a seed table or Mito, that is Marzik more than Avoyim So Belach. So then it's not Mikavutum. So even in that case, so that means according to Rabbi Bamamo, there are two reasons as to why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hasegah Sukkosi Bikare Amito is Psula. One is the term of Eilu Keva, and the other term is Mipni Shemamido B'Dobar Rav Kavuto. That's a big Chiddush. Ulman Yoma, Mipni Shemamido B'Dobar Rav Kavuto, Mehane Kivin Liboyim B'Mido Teilin, Kitnam Tref as well, Vikim, Umi Yukosha. But come on, the apostle Rabbi Yehuda Sukkah Gavim Behimo, my time name, Mishim Yechsib Chaga Sukkis Tazaloch, Shiva Siyomim, Sukko Uyom Yeshivo, Vizue Neriyo, Vishnei Lo Biyontev, Rabbi Yehuda Pasol Sukkah Gavim Behimo. Why? Because it has to be Uyom, Lishivo, and if it's not Uyom to be used, called Shivo. So then, you cannot be Mikayim, it's a Sukkah, Yivman Chalamei Tzukes. Now, if the Sukkah was Asuya Berisha Behimo, there is a Shuz the Rabbanon, that one is not allowed to go up on Shabbos and Ayontev, so maybe he will not be able to sit in that Sukkah on Shabbos and Ayontev. So since it's not Huyo, relationship or Kol Shivo, so Yivman Chalamei Tzukes will not be Mikayim Tzukes. So the only reason as to why Sukkah al gabe behemo is possible is because it's really called Shivo. So, but according to Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who applies the din of Tiraskeva, so then it must. So, if the Sukkah is mitulteles al de mito, so then it's possible that Rashi says it's not a Tiraskeva, and Mimele, every Sukkah la suya bereisha agolo is possible with Rashi. Every sukkah, vasuy b'risha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so a sukkah al risha behemo, so it's mitulta al de behemo, so it should also be possible. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the town that it's not real in Kol Shiur? Vash typically, Mishim Taltoes al Behimo, Beinikeva, Mirid Hava Asimah Bikaramito, Uvirushal Mashma, but that's Rashi. Uvirushal Mashma, the time of Vishim Lokeva, Shein Lo Yutrochim in Amito Abrigar. The half looked at the Rabzeira, the Rabbe, the Hoche, Maslu of Yerushal, the Rabbe, the Rabbe. Vizel Mishim, Omer Rabbe. Al Shem Shem Nikari Amito Mishach, Asora Trochim, Omer Rababe. Al Shem Shem Nikari Amito Mishach, Asora Trochim. Period. Omer Rababe, Mishum Shem Amidi Bidorotomi. So, in other words, the Yerushalayim explains it differently. Not like Rashi. So, I mean, the Rashi's Shite is contrary to the Yerushalayim. According to Rashi, so the Yudah Shite is based upon the fact that if the suke is mitul talis al di on the varachayir, so maybe it's half koye or vidiras kev. According to the Yerushalme, when does Rabbi Yudah say that suke shesom chobikare amito? So is psuro only if from the karka amito up to the schach is less than 10 tefach. Let's say this is the karka amito. Now, from the floor to the schach is more than 10 tefach. But from the karka amito up to from the base of the bed up to the schach, it's less than 10 tefachim. So the male, it's possible. Now we have to understand this. Monefshach. If the base, the karka amito, if from the karka amito up to the schach, it's less than 10 tefachim, so then it should be possible to call it to everybody. Rabbono, Rabbiude, what difference does it make? So, why does the Yerushalmi base it upon Rabbi Yudah? Uv Yerushalmi mashma di taime lifi sheim lo keva, sheim lo yutvochim na mito abrigak. Dehach plukte et Rabzei Rav Rababe, doche basna Yerushalmi v'Rababe v'Rababe. Zehu shei, om Rababe al shem shem kar amidu esra sa otvochim, om Rababe mishim shem amidim do batoni. Hotone, this is also Yerushalmi, hotone maise b'Yerushalayim shom mishalshom mitiseyen lifni chaliseyen, voli misachsechin al gadeyen, אין תאימה משום שמעמיד על דובתומי, הולסטיימה על מפנישאים, מקרי עמיתו משחח יוטבוכי, עד כאן ירושלים. ואיסו של אנשי ירושלים, הוא יעשור המקרי עמיתו. משחח. והוא דקטונם אסניס לרבי יהודה, אימי, אם יחיל לעמיד מעצמה אסורו, דימשמע, הוא יחיל לעמיד משסומכו על יסי ויסי שירו, אף על פי שמקרי עמיתו משחח אסורו, So, his thesis is Sikasha against the Pshat of the Yerushalmi. Bishlim, according to Rashi, that the reason is why Rabbi Yudah says, Imin Yechil Olam Yifnei Atzmo Yitzpsuro, is because it's Mitul Teles Al Amito. So, Mimele, it's not Yidir Askeva. So, we understand the difference between Somach Al Kare Amito, let's say you were Semeich, and the Mito itself, and the Kare Amito itself. So then, it's Mitul Teles Al Amito, or the mito was here, and the schach was on top of the mito, and then he put up poles outside the mito, near the mito, and he put the schach on top of the poles. So then, it's not mitulto al de amito. So that's good according to Rashi, but according to Yerushalmi, that the reason is why it's possible, according to Rabbi Yudah, some avikare amito is because from the ground of the mito, after the schach is less than the tvochim. So what difference does it make whether the schach was supported on the kare amito itself? This is the kare amito attached to the mito, and he supports the schach on the kare amito itself. So then it is possible it's not Ideraskela. And if it is supported, and he said this, that akavu aboret, so then it is kosher. But since from here to the schach is less than 10 tefachim, so mele, it's not a dire, because there is a hole of less than 10 tefachim. That's the discussion. According to Rashi, there is no difficulty. Because according to Rashi, so in this case, when it is supported, and the mito and the kare amito itself, so whenever you move the mito, you move the suke. But in this case, where it's supported and you say this, so you can move the suke without moving the mito, you can move the mito without moving the suke. But according to the Yerushalmi, so the main reason as to why it's possible on Rabbi Yudah is because from the karka amito Till the Schach is less than a trochim, so it's a koi of dire. It doesn't have a hollow of the trochim. So even if he was Seimeich, how we say days, it should still be possible. So Tesis gives a very reasonable term. So he says, after P. Shein, the Kari Amito Schach, so we choshe pare, given the E. Shokir, the Mito, Ike Averaso, Vasukre, והסוכו מסקיימס, כי לקום הרבי משמייתי, למען דומר לי, כל בערי יש לקבע, כלימר, אישוקר למיתו, אישוקר, לא למיתו, דמיתו לחודי קיימה, ואין אין סוכר נפסלת בשביל שיחליס בו מיתו, ומי את אבירו, מי את אהבה הקורא מחסוסי, את פרי קאמה, להבי מי, ותלו אין יעשור, ולא אין אסרים, ינו את, איף רצי, איף עשי מייך, אל קרה מיתו, this is the קרה מיתו, attached, to the base of the bed, and then on top of the kare amito. So you put the schach, so it's one thing. So the mito and the suke, that's one thing. So since from the base of the mito after the schach is less than the tvochit, so it's afkoy of dire. But if the sedes, he put the karka here, and then he put the schach on top of the sedes, and there is a mito, he put the mito, he can take away the mito. He just happens to be there. And suppose, so what difference does it make? Suppose he puts in the suke a very tall table. A very tall table. And from the top of the table till the schach is less than 10 tvachim. Will anyone say that he's not yet in the suke because he sits on a high chair at the table and from the top of the table till the schach is less than 10 tvachim? So the male is afkoy of dire. He can move out the table. So here he can just push out the mito. The mito and the suke are two separate things. He just happened to push, to place the mito beneath the schach of the suke. So mele, now, when we say, insofar as the dios chucha is concerned, so only if somebody will fill it up, let's say, with earth, let's say, from here to the schach, it's more than 10 tvachim. But from here to the schach, it's less than 10 tvachim, and suppose you put up sand, and you'll be mevatel the sand. Mevatel the sand. So then it will be a diros chucha. Because he was mevatel the sand. But suppose he puts korim chsoseis blankets on the karka sukkah, and from the uppermost blanket to the schach is less than 10 tvachim, then it's not possible. It's not afkoy dire. So mele, if you are saying, I would say this, the karka, just the mito happens to be beneath the schach. So then, it's not the mind of the hollow, of the suke. So mele, it's not afkoy of dire. This is what Jesus says. Now, so we see here that they are, that there are several shittes in regard to sukkah, ho'asuyo has sesom chobikare amito. One shitte is Rashi shitte, that if his sukkah was nismach bikare amito, so then according to Rabbi Yehuda it's possible because it's not a diraskeva, because it's mitotelas al sukkah. And according to Rashi, so Tesis points out that, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, any sukkah that is asuyo bereisha ago, and it's also mitotelas al de ago, so it's not a diraskeva. But a sukkah, ho asuyo bereisha svino, even though it's also mitotelas al de asino, but there it's not a chisom diraskeva, because on the seas, that's the only diraskeva that you can have. Suppose a person has to live on the sea. How will he live on the sea? On the boat? He cannot live in a house that is built in the yard. So the male and there it's no chisom. But according to Ram Gamliel, that sukkah's diraskeva being known, so if sukkah asuya b'reish asvino, but if it's not yechilol amin, b'chni eruach mitzio shebiyam, it's also possible. Then Tesis Dav Zayin says that we are not gerais in the machlekes between Rab Gamliel and Rab Akiva. Sukkah ha'asuyo b'reish ha'svino. We are not gerais. Why not? Because by sukkah ha'asuyo b'reish ha'agolo, so it's always k'sheiro, even while we've been Rab Gamliel. And then he mentions the shita that Jesus rejects. That that Sukhasu Yavereshago. So according to Ram Gamliel, it's possible. Why? Because it's Merzekare. Why? Because it's Nadir. But according to that Rosh, it takes the Zayed. So it will be only possible while it's moving, while the Agola moves. But why, when the Agola is stationary, then it's not possible. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda will say that Sukkah Asuya Bereisha Agola will be possible even when it's stationary. So we have several ships. Now, the next thesis. Achirim Emrim Sukko Asuyo Kesheidach Psur. Why? They also apply a din of Diras Keva. And according to the Achirim, so the halacha of Diras Keva goes so far that if he doesn't have any corners, in other words, in order to be a real bias, it must have a Mizrach, it has to have a Mairim, it has to have a Tzokhman territory. So, if it is obvious, then you can delineate what side is Mizrach, what side, let's say, in this room. So you know, this is Mizrach, this is Dorin, this is Mayrin, this is Zog. But if it's Asuyo, Kikivshon, if it's circular, you don't have Mizrach, you don't have Mayrin. I mean, it's all arbitrary. Where is the Mizrach side, and where is the Mayrin side, and where is the Zog side, and where is the Dorin side? So Mimele, it's Afkoy of Diraskeva, according to Rachel. So it's different chikas of Diraskeva. In other words, that doesn't mean, let's say, Rebbe says that Tzuke Diraskeva Bino. So in other words, so according to Rebbe, the aspect of Diraskeva is only in respect to the magnitude of it, the size of it. But according to Rachel, it's not just in regard to the size of the Tzuke, it's in regard to the shape of the Tzuke. In other words, Diras Keva has to have Zokis. It has to have four sides. Mizrach, Mayrev, Dorim, Tzokhen. And if it's Asuyo Kekivshon, it has no sides, it has no Mizrach, it has no Mayrev, it has no Dorim, no Tzokhen. It's all arbitrary with you, so you can decide. This is Mizrach, this is Mayrev, this is Dorim, this is Tzokhen. But there are no earmarks that definitely determine the beginning of Mizrach. And the beginning of Mayrev, and the beginning of Dorim, the beginning of Tzokhen. So mainly it's Afkoye of Diraskeva. Achirim Emrim, Sukko Asuyo Kishei Vachpso. The Sukke Diraskeva Bino. The Achirim Hani Rameya. The Hod Oma Rameya Likamon. Shtei Sukkes Hayitzri. Those who are involved in the occupation of making, of manufacturing earthenware vessels, they are called Yitzri. So they used to have two booths. The outer booth and the inner booth. Zumifnumizu. Hachitzeino suki. Because in the outer booth, so the Yetzer, the earthenware vessel seller, he used to stand there and to sell the vessels, the earthenware vessels. But he didn't live there. Just when a customer came in, so he went out into the outer booth and there he sold it. So the mele hachitzeino suko, because that was not made, the schach was not put on to dwell therein all the time, but just to dwell there temporarily. So the mele it is a good suke, but upturaminam suze bishoni upturaminam suze. So it's futaminam suze. Why? Because it's not a bias. It's not a diraskeva. That in regard to mezuzah, it has to be davke diras keva. If it's only diras hare, so then it's potter of mezuzah. So when he said, now, so the question is, achirim that's rameya, achirim is rameya. Why is achirim rameya? Because he was the Talmud of Achir, of Elisha ben Avui. So that's why the rameya was called achirim, because many aloches of rameya we heard from Elisha ben Avui. So that's why Rameya is referred to as Achir. So Achirim Hain Rameya, so that means that Rameya holds the Tzukediras Kevabinon. So Tzukediras Kevabinon. So the Hodom Rameya Rikam, Shtei Sukes Hayetzri, Zu Yufnimizu, Achitzein Zuk Tzuko, Uptorom Nam Zuze. But the Gemara in Yume says, that that according to Mandoma, the sukkah diraskeva binoi, so a sukkah requires mezuzah. A sukkah requires mezuzah. Even though there is a general halacha that if someone intends to stay in a certain bayis less than 30 days, he doesn't have to put up a mezuzah. Why? Even though it's the most beautiful and the sturdiest bayis. Why? Because if he is not living there, he diras keva. So mainly he's part of mezuzah. Mezuzah is a chir sador. And since he's not going to live there for 30 days, so mele is not chayav mezuzah. That's only shayach in a real house. Masheinke in a sukkah, according to the mandoma, let's say Rabea, that sukkah diraskeva binon, so even though he is living there only for 7 days, but here the halacha is teishul came to do, and it has to be a diraskeva. So even the residence of 1 day, not only of 7 days. Because since you have to live in the kind of a house that conforms to all the characteristics of a real bayis, so even the living there for 1 minute makes him into a dog. That's the halacha. So that's why the Gemara in Yomei Daf Yud says that according to Mandoma, the tzukeh diraskeva binon, so then one is mechuyev to put up his sukkah, a mezuzah in the sukkah. So the question is, here Rameya says, here we see the Dachirim, that's Rameya, he says, the tzukeh diraskeva binon. And then Rameya says, l'kamon dafches, shtei sukkahs hayetzan zu ufni mezu, hachitzeinu suko. Because he doesn't live there constantly. Only when a customer comes in and he wants to buy vessels, so then he goes in there. So it's to an amzuze. But Rameya holds that sukkah is the raskela binon. So every sukkah is chayv mezuze. So he says that's b'shoyim is hashomer koma. In other words, if anyone lives there in the rest of the year, not on sukkahs, so then the dwelling there temporarily for a moment when a customer comes in is not considered as direct. Masheikin and sukes, since Galoche requires that it should be dafki in the raskeva, and because of teishu came to do, so mele, even though he doesn't stay there more than 7 days, but that's considered real case. In a house where it doesn't have to be a diraskeva, one is allowed to stay in a house that is not a diraskeva. So even if it is a diraskeva, as long as he stays there less than 30 days, so it's not considered direct. Masheikin in Isuke, according to Mandoma, the tzuke diraskeva being on, so in one moment's dwelling in the suke is considered direct. And mele is chayav mezuzah. The sukkah is the raskeva binon. V'achirim haim rameya, odom rameya likamon, shtei sukkahs hayetzchim zu lifnu mezu, hachitzeinu suko, upturo min azuze, amezuze, bishoyim eis hashon akoma. Diyu bichag, kiv dikosova, the raskeva binon, chayev ez mezuze, kidumuchach berkam el yume, dem hay taime mechayev rab yude, sukkahs hachag, bichag bimezuze. Now, for someday, you should go over the Gemara up to the next Mishneh. There is a little bit of mathematics, I mean, and the Gemara of Rabbanan de Kisre, according to Rashi and Tesis, is very difficult, because it appears, I mean, that Rabbanan de Kisre made a simple mistake in mathematics. But you look up in the Miri, how the Miri explains the Rabbanan de Kisre, on the contrary, according to the Rabbanan de Kisre, the Miri's explanation of Rabbanan de Kisre, So the Rabbanan de Kisri did not make any mistakes in mathematics. But the Rabbanan de Kisri just assumed, you look it up in the mirror, that the Rabbanan de Kisri assumed that since it's mentioned in connection with the Yamsha Osa Shleime, that Esa Be'amo, Misvosi Al Svosi, Ogu Sobiv, Vikafleishim the Amo Yosef, they say. So we say from that we learn out that Kolshe Yishbe Kefish Leisha Vlachim That means that pi is equal to 3. Because, and that we learn out from the Pasuk Divrayomim. In other words, it was a circular thing, and the diameter was 10, and it's mentioned the circumference was 30. It was more than 30. But since the Pasuk doesn't mention that it's more than 30, so the Rabbanon de Kisre assumed that even though actually it's 3 1/7, and even that is only an approximation, but the 1/7 can be ignored. Because if the 1/7 could not be ignored, so then why does the Pasuk say Vikap Shleishim Be'amo Yosite? It was more than Shleishim. It was more than Shleishim. So this is what the Rabbanon de Kisre assumed. And then the Gemara says, Beloi, Vikochazinon Lehavi Kolahai. So Lehavi Kolahai. So that means that Al Pidin we have to cut. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Al Pidin we have to consider pi as 3 1/7. So why does the Pasuk say Vikap Shleishim Be'amo? Because the Pasuk doesn't want to mention fractions. But that does not mean that Al Pidin we don't have to consider it. So according to the theory, so the Gemara is very good. But according to Rashi and Thesis, if you went over the Gemara, so you'll see. I mean that it's very strange. According to Thesis, so the Chazal had a Kabbalah and they didn't know whether it has reference to the circumference or it has reference to the area. I mean, this is an inconceivable premise. And the according to Rashi, so the Rabbanon de Kisri confused the circumference with the area. I mean, how is it possible? I mean, that one should equate the circumference with the area. I mean, so we'll discuss it on Sunday. But you go over the whole Gemara up to the next mission.
When it is, or is it similar?
Yes, tomorrow there will be a prina for all those.
I know that.
Yeah.
And today's simians will be.
Today's also will also.
Okay. And the Neda, the fact that the Agala is moving. Yes. So you could say that only because the Neda is moving, that the Sukkah has a force of wind against it. In other words, there is wind on the Yavasha. But when the Sukkah moves, it creates the opposing wind, which therefore forces us to say that even